We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar HaZechira, Perek Vav. We're starting Perek Vav now. What the Chavetz Chaim here is going to be doing is he continues with the same discussion of the Chaymer HaInyan, the tremendous punishment that comes from the severity of speaking Lashon Hara. And he's going to address a very important question. He's going to address the issue where nowadays, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, we don't have the Kohen. We don't have the person actually becoming a tsaras, kashalig. He doesn't turn whatever this color is, white like snow. So, where are these punishments today? You know, sometimes you might see people who are Bali Lashon Hara, speaking Lashon Hara, and they seem like they're, you know, driving this and they're living over here and they're doing that, and everything seems fine and dandy. But you know that these people speak Lashon Hara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Vav, Shmir Saloshin. Gam kein minyan zeh. A continuation of Perek Hei. V'ali polei be'inecho al zeh. There shouldn't be a surprise to people. Shaharei anuroyin. Now you see many people. Kama anoshim midabrim lashon hara. Vein lehem shum nega. We just finished discussing a person who speaks lashon hara. He'll be afflicted. He'll be punished. V'chulei v'chulei, etc., etc. So, it says, people look around and they don't see it. Oh, so must be it's not right. That's the conclusion they might make. Chas v'shalom, that's incorrect. Matzinyo lahem teretz mimidrash chazal. We have an answer for them from the words of chazal. She'amru al pasuk, that says in the pasuk, Shoymer and Mishlei perichof alof pasuchof gimel. Shoymer piv ulushoynoi, one who guards his mouth. Shoymer mitzoras nafshoi. He protects his soul from troubles. Shoymer pivul shoynoi. Shoymer mitzoras nafshoi. One who guards his mouth protects his soul from troubles. What does this mean? Shoymer mitzoras nafshoi. It means as follows. Ubeir ha'inyan re'isi mitzosoi b'sefer nachal kedumim. The Chavetz Chaim now explains what does this mean that a person who guards his mouth is shoymer pivul shoynoi. When the guards his mouth, protects his soul from troubles. What does this mean? The Yadua, because we know, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a Yesoid. This is a Yesoid, is a fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. The Chomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manish Es Adam, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person, HaKol Hud L'Toivasoi, it's all for his benefit. Now, it's very difficult to say that to somebody. I've been thinking, I mentioned to you that I sprained my ankle. Maybe it's now around 6 weeks. It still hurts. I'm thinking, should I speak to a doctor? Maybe should I put an ACE bandage on it? You know, it's sometimes you go up and down the steps, it hurts. So whatever. You know, imagine when I fell down. As soon as the second I fell down, and I grabbed myself right away, as I told you, it's a little embarrassing. You don't want anybody to see you. Like, what are you doing down there? Checking out the snow? Imagine the person comes over. You know, I just learned Shmiras HaLoshen. You should be so happy. You should be so proud of yourself. Hashem loves you so much. Are you in pain? Yes, I'm in pain. Great! Hashem loves you because everything that happens is for the benefit, for your benefit. I mean, if I had the strength, I'd get up there and grab it. I mean, I wouldn't do that because it wouldn't be look nice for who I am. But you'd want to grab the guy. It's good for me. Hashem was good for you. Right? Is that what we do to people? Chas v'shalom. A person who hurts himself, you don't tell him, he should feel so happy. Eis lakol. Saying that to the person, you know, tell him, you know, you're a big sinner. You did a lot of averus. And Hashem loves you so much. So that's why he's giving you this patch. If a person would say that to him, he'd be violating the issur d'orayis of Einos Devarim. Einos Devarim. Hurting people with words. Yet, on the other hand, what's the Chavetz Chaim doing here right now? He's telling us from the Sefer Nachal Kedumim that when a person is punished, it's l'toivosoi, it's for his benefit. What the Chavetz Chaim is doing is he's telling us how we should be viewing it. That after we pick ourselves up from twisting our ankle, we should get up and we should thank Hashem and realize while we're hobbling to go daven that mincha or that mariv, whatever I was heading to daven mariv, we should thank Hashem. Oh, I needed this. And Baruch Hashem, it was only this little as opposed to something bigger. Now, if a person would approach someone else and say, why does something like this happen to me? So then, if he's a person of a caliber and of a position and understanding, meaning a Talmud Chacham who can understand the scenario, he has direction from the Chafetz Chaim how to approach situations in life, how to understand things. And there's Mida connected Mida. And we know it's for our benefit. It's for our benefit. So the last thing we want to do is tell a person on the ground, no, you should be the happiest man in the world right now. That's for himself to internalize. And here the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that HaKol Hu L'Toivos, everything's for his benefit. We'll take questions afterwards. Just got to cover some ground now. Why is it for his benefit? To cleanse him from his averos, from his sins. And there are times this punishment will also arouse and encourage and motivate the person to do tshuva as well. Therefore, when there was a base of Mikdash, we had a Kohen who would purify us through the karbonos. If a person would stumble and make a mistake and speak lashon hara, what would happen was Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav oynish b'negoyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu would bring upon him the punishment of negoyim, afflictions, punish the person. V'af gam zois lo hevi alav tekef al gufoy, and these punishments, these afflictions, will not immediately come on his body. Rak al kairis beisai, they would come on the on his house, the kairis beisai, the walls of his house. V'hayetzorich ba'atzmoi lovoi al koin v'loy marloi asher nira loy ba'bayis kenega, and he, the owner of the house himself, would have to go to the kohen. He couldn't send an email. He couldn't send his friend. Oh, you're going to the kohen to say hello. He's your cousin because you're a Levi. What? Send him my regards. By the way, tell him I got these colors on my house. It doesn't work like that. The person himself would have to go to the Kohen and tell him, I have these discoloration on my walls. So the Kohen says, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What'd you say? I think you need a paint job. You know, you have a good painter for me? So what do you need a painter for? Well, it seems like the paint is fading. Some color in his car. My dear friend, you know where that might be from? Let's go take a look. It might be Tzaras. Did you perhaps speak about somebody? Some friends, some this, some that? Not friend. The Kohen would tell him words of rebuke. Bini, he would tell him, my son, Ein hanigoyim boyim ela aloshin hara, v'chule v'chule. You know why your walls seem to... The paint seems to be fading and the colors are changing because you spoke Lashon Hara. As we see in Toras Kohanim. Why does this happen? Why do the walls of his house start changing colors? To bring a reminder to the person to do tshuva. Repent from your ways. Loser mihachet, to go away from this evil way of speaking lashon hara. Furthermore, if the person didn't pay attention to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'anishoy oy yoyser b'inan zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would punish the person more. V'chumayish nisbarer inan zeh b'Rambam soif hilchos tumas tzaras, as the Rambam explains this topic at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, v'zeh loshon hasham, and these are the words of the Rambam. Shetzaras habatim eina mimnhag shel olam. Tzaras of the house is not something which is found in nature. That's not why it comes and how it comes. You know, a person, he has a leak in his house. You know, I know a situation where once a person had a cleaning help and they had the washing machine would empty into the bathtub. So, Baruch Hashem, the cleaning person did a nice job cleaning out the bathtub. remove the hose of where the water empties out into the bathtub and put it on the floor. The wife came along, she did a load of laundry, and got a phone call from the neighbor downstairs that in their apartment, it's raining in their apartment. What happened was, was it Saras coming down from the Shemayim? The cleaning lady did not put the hose back into the bathtub. So all the water emptied out on the bathroom floor and went down to the next floor down below them. This is things that happen because of, I don't want to call it nature, but this is what happens. Saras is not called nature. Saras is a spiritual discoloration of the walls or of the skin or of the clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a direct email to the person. You know, it's very funny. I spoke to somebody yesterday and I said, I'm sending you an email 3 times and it bounced back. I copied and pasted exactly from, what you sent me. I replied, nothing, it's not working. He says, really? I understand. He says, I'll send you another email, 2 different emails. Send me to both. So I addressed it to both of them. And it went to one, but not that first one still. And it's literally letter for letter the same. But it still bounces back. At least Baruch Hashem, he has another email. I believe that went through. There's no bouncing back with these emails. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the sign, and it's loud and clear. First it comes to the Kairos Beis Hai, the walls of the house. And then as the Ram continues, this is not Miminhag Shel Olam. It's not called nature. It's not called Teva. Elo ois vapela hoyo b'Yisrael. It was a wonder and a supernatural sign. Kidei lehazhiron miloshen hara, to warn them because they're speaking loshen hara. Sham esaber loshen hara mishtanos kores beisoy, because first if a person speaks loshen hara, the walls of his house will change colors. Im chazar boy yitar habayis. If he does tshuva, the house will be purified and go back to its original state. They make spoons that have this changing colors for little children. If it's too hot, the color of the spoon changes the color for little babies. It's to protect, that the child doesn't get burned with the heat of the food. A lot of these type of things that we live with in the everyday life, we can try to realize, this could be like a simon for tzaras. The house, the walls of the house, they would change colors. That would be the alarm clock. What happens if the person continues, doesn't take the message loud and clear? If he stays in this level of rishus, of evilness, and continues speaking Lashon Hara until the house is destroyed, then mishtanen klei ha'ara shebebeisoy, the leather coverings of his chairs and bed, shu yoishiv v'shoichin olehen, they change. Mishtanen klei ha'ara shebebeisoy, shu yoishiv v'shoichin olehen. V'imchaza boy, if he does tshuva, then they go back. They turn back. But if he stays in his state of rishus, of evilness, until they're burnt, his items, his possessions, then he himself, his own skin, changes and becomes discolored up to the point where he is a mitzayra, and he has to now, v'yamuvdol muforsim levadoi, his skin is changed, and he has to be separated from all of Klal Yisrael. Mufursam levadai. And everybody knows about this person, like we discussed yesterday by Miriam. The whole Klal Yisrael stopped for her. Ad shelo yis'asek b'sichas ha'rishoyim shu leitzonus v'lashon hara. His status becomes publicized, and he's ostracized from all of the society. He's remaining alone. Why? Because he spoke Lashon Hara. And he didn't stop mocking people. He didn't stop mocking the Torah, perhaps, or Chazal. A tremendous gain from this punishment Because when a person sees this punishment and this disgrace that he's going through, that he has to stay secluded outside of all the camps of Klal Yisrael. He cannot even come into the camp of Machane Yisrael. And he publicizes Tsar Larabim, that they should daven for him to have mercy. Hashem should have mercy on him. It says in Moed Katan. Chazal tell us, "V'tomei yikro," that the kohen will say he's tomei. Kohen calls out me'ela, "Hayenichna." He becomes humbled. Hayenichna me'oid mi'avoynoi. Finally, this rasha becomes humbled. U'mekabel alav Allah haba, and he accepts upon himself for the future. Lizar oid mi'avoyn hamar hazeh, to become careful and not to transgress this. Terrible sin of Lashon Hara. Will afayas l'misha diber alav, and he will appease the person we spoke upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechazdoi shaleach lei refuah litzaros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his kindness, sends the refuah, the cure for his tzaras. V'yoyotze ha-koyin el mechutz la-machane lirois es imnir pa-hanega. The koyin would go out mechutz la-machane. Now, we have to understand, when we see this word, mechutz la-machane, you know, sometimes my little children, we have this, you know, they would say, go to the corner, or they have to be secluded. Time out. Some say, go to the room, whatever it might be. Time out, set aside. It's not just set aside, can't play with the other children. This is, all the other children are in the playground, and this person hears the joy of the other children, and he sees the excitement and the joy that they're having. Going on the swings, going down the slide, up the pole, down the pole. And he's all there by himself. No one to talk to. All by himself. This is mechutz l'machane. The kohen goes out, mechutz l'machane. And he sees that this person was HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem on this person. Did Hashem have mercy on this person to take away his tzaras? It says in the pasuk, the koyin went out mechutz l'machane, and the koyin would see v'hinei nirpa, and behold, he was cured. Then the koyin would continue with the following instructions of how to purify metar the person. Lasses loy kechol aseda kalsu shom aparsha beinyon hahazah, in regards to the sprinkling vahagiluach, and that he would have to shave his body, the hair of his body. Vahachakach hayamevi alav es karbonosav. Then the kohen would bring the karbonos for this person. Vehine bevoyoy achakach el beisoy. When the person would come afterwards to his house. And he would understand the tremendous amount of kindness, the chesed that Hashem did for him, that he healed him from his afflictions, from the tzaras. This person who spoke Lashon Hara will accept upon himself to do a tshuva, because he was in such a state of seclusion, and he will come to now appease lechol misha dibur alav lashon hara. He'll appease everyone who he spoke lashon hara about. Through this punishment, he was cleansed from all of the chait, the terrible chait that he did, the nega and the sin of speaking saras, of speaking lashon hara. Because for the past that he spoke, he was atoned for his punishment and his embarrassment helped atone. We should keep this in mind. We should never be embarrassed. But if we ever are embarrassed, the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kodavara, tells us in the Sefer Tomei Devaira, and it's brought down all the Sfarim, that the best kapara a person can get is bizyoinus, is embarrassment. Why is that? Physically, it doesn't take him away from serving Hashem. When a person, Chas Shalom, gets the flu, he's sick in bed. He can't do anything. And I remember once years ago, I was sick in bed with the flu. I was lying flat on my back. I flying down. I couldn't move. I had to daven just lying down. I couldn't move. Lying down in bed. You can't do mitzvahs like that. We can't do a mitzvah. You can't get your bank account to Olam Haba. So that's a tremendously bad punishment. But when the person is embarrassed and he deals with it properly, he gets a clean slate. His averus get wiped out. And he can still, he's not physically sick, he can still do mitzvahs. For another time to elaborate on the more, but here, this person's bizyoinus, his embarrassment, help cleanse him from his avera. And for the future, because of the tremendous punishments he went through, this helps him that he will not speak Lashon Hara again in the future. Let's stop here for today.